Teacher, teacher, you gotta come quick.
What's wrong?
I found some soldiers.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Some special kind of soldiers.
Small soldiers?
No, not small soldiers.
Toy soldiers?
No, not toy soldiers.
I'm out of ideas.
Dog soldiers.
Oh my goodness.
Orf, 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 orf.
There's one right now.
Murph.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Welcome everybody to 69 Cent Special. I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm TJ Cole.
Oh, I'm back for another one. This is Justin Patrick.
He's back from outer space.
Yep.
I just walked in to find him here.
Back at it again with this bullshit.
Back at it again with the long johns.
It's not bullshit. I love it.
With the crispy green.
Back again. We watch Dog Soldiers.
Back at it again at the crispy green.
Human movie.
Okay. Dog Soldiers. We watched it.
Well, let's briefly go over our selection process for this one, because this was not one that Justin brought.
No, this is not.
Typically, what we'll do is TJ and I will spend a very long time looking at the pile-o movies, or shelf-o movies, rather.
Yeah. The shelf of shame.
And usually we'll try to pick something that's short.
Yes. yes.
But
we're running low on those.
Or something interesting.
Yes, yes.
As was the case. And sometimes we'll have a bunch of ones that we grab off the shelf and then we roll for them. We've done this on mic a couple times, but typically we do it in the background.
Correct.
This time we were getting set up and it was starting to look like we need a D10 to roll for it.
There was a lot of choices.
We had a whole pile.
There were a bunch.
And one with four choices within it.
Right. So it's a nested table now.
Yeah, it gets a little complicated and more logistics.
And then TJ pulled Dog Soldiers off the fucking shelf, and we were
oh
like,
boy.
Oh, shit, yeah, Dog Soldiers.
Well, the main thing was, Justin, you mentioned you've heard of this movie.
I did, so I'm
Does this technically make this a new old stock?
No.
No, because okay. I didn't actually know anything about what was going on,
got it.
Or didn't really remember
or where
much.
I am, or who you people are.
Yeah, so
I don't know, I'm in New York. There's blood on my knife.
but I'm a sucker for those, like, the top 10 best.
Yeah, you're a WatchMojo addict.
Yes. Actually, I think that's exactly who it was. And this one was for, like, best, like, werewolf movies. And there is a scene where a dude is laying down in a bed shooting a werewolf. Mm-hmm. And that's the scene where they predominant scene in that, like, WatchMojo yes. thing. And I looked it up on my phone to kind of get like the cast because a lot of the people I remember
and that was in that.
I was like, oh, this is that.
Oh my God.
And I got very excited. And
you were right to be.
I was very right to be excited.
I pulled it off the shelf at Goodwill because its title was Dog Soldiers.
Read the tagline on top for us, Kevin.
Oh yeah.
Jaws, Aliens, and Predator with a werewolf twist, says the face.
Oh fucking boy.
One of the most explosive and purely enjoyable horror debuts since The Evil Dead. Total film.
I mean, it was pretty good.
It was.
It was pretty good. I wouldn't call it... Actually, you know what? It is at least as good as the original Evil Dead.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's as good as Evil Dead 2.
I haven't seen
it. Evil Dead 2 is pretty hard to beat.
Right, because it's good.
Yeah.
Is that the... This is My Boomstick?
That's Evil Dead 3, Army of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Chainsaw Hand?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
Does he get a chainsaw hand in the first one?
Yep.
At the very end.
It's the
but he
part,
also
so
gets it in the second
he,
one.
When he does the pull in the first one, that's where Groovy comes from.
Oh.
Groovy.
That's in, yeah.
Groovy. Okay. Because I know
Groovy.
2 basically contains the first one.
Yeah. It's basically self-contained.
Right.
Yeah.
Evil Dead 2, don't watch the first one.
Basically.
No. Still watch the first one.
I'm just saying the tagline of the film.
Oh.
Evil Dead 2.
Sam Raimi at the time would probably be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Just go ahead and skip that one. But now it's like, you can buy...
You might want to.
You can buy a DVD collection with all three of them for $5.
Oh, 100%.
And then nut... I'm sorry.
And then
just
nut?
cream them pants.
I'm sorry to my mother. She won't be listening to this, but I'm sorry anyway.
Oh, TJ, you can cream that corn.
Oh.
It's been a long time since we've brought up corn.
Been a long time since I creamed that corn. Been a long time, been a long time, been a long, lonely, 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 lonely.
gonna have to make a slapping noise. You guys, I'm gonna read the back for Dog Soldiers.
Go for it.
A band of soldiers is dispatched to war games deep in the woods. When they stumble across a rival team slaughtered in camp, they realize they're not alone.
That is actually on the back, that little burp.
Yeah.
Yep.
Something, it says belch. It's for dramatic effect because of the werewolves.
Mm, got it. Oh, yeah.
Something deadly is waiting in the darkness. Something not animal and not human.
But both at the same time.
Hold up in an abandoned farmhouse. The soldiers start a bloody battle against the beasts. Dawn is only a few hours away, but they might not live to see it. Dog Soldiers is a terrifying chiller in the tradition of Predator and an American Werewolf in London. Special features, subtitles in Spanish, and no other language.
Yeah, what fucking, the fuck? What was that? I needed subtitles for a little bit of this.
It at least did have widescreen and a full screen option, so they have a lot of room to fill on this disc.
I will slightly forgive them for not having English subtitles for having a widescreen or full screen option.
And if there was ever a movie that we would have appreciated English subtitles in,
it's this one.
Because everyone in this movie is fucking Scottish.
Yeah, this is a UK deep, movie.
Deep Scottish.
There's a lot of dropped consonants.
Yep.
A lot of very fast.
Fast talking. Also, those like colloquialisms, those quick ones that you would hear from that. It's just
now I caught basically everything.
TJ and I had a harder time.
I apparently watch a lot more Scottish media somehow.
So I have looked up the director of Dog Soldiers. Let's see what else he has directed. The remade Hellboy movie.
They can't all be winners.
Lost in two episodes of the Lost in Space TV series.
The
2018.
Yeah.
One episode of Hannibal.
Okay.
Two episodes of Constantine. Okay. Two episodes of Game of Thrones.
Hey, that's where one of the actors
was from.
Dog Soldiers was a decade before Game of Thrones.
It was 2002.
Game of Thrones started in 2012?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
It was on for a long time.
Two episodes of Black Sails.
Okay, that's a pirate show.
And then a few other random shit.
Okay, dude's got a career.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these actors really did.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like a... I would say a Scottish or British like A-list
who's
movie.
Who?
Yeah. One of the first ones was Liam Cunningham, who a lot of people might know from Game of Thrones as Ser Davos.
Also, the guy who played Guy with Guts Coming Out.
Yep.
He was in Event Horizon.
Which actually, so I read
He's also Alfred in the Gotham TV series.
Yeah. For Event Horizon, I read through some of the trivia for this movie. Uh-huh. The bodies at the end were bodies that they also used in Event Horizon.
The dude
with the guts falling out saw those props twice.
Oh wow,
that happens a lot in movies.
Yeah,
like the uniforms in Starship Troopers.
Oh yeah,
were also used in Firefly.
Right.
Oh,
and another show. I think maybe Battlestar Galactica.
I wouldn't be surprised. That makes that feels right.
But
that does feel right.
You know, if you don't need to reinvent the wheel, man.
No,
not at all.
If you can reuse a prop, reuse a prop.
If you've got 100%. If you've got a dope, gross body, keep using it.
So, yes.
I love a dope, gross
body. You have more trivia?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. You want to do some trivia and then do the plot, or plot and then trivia?
That's a good question.
We're pretty loosey-goosey on format.
Because the first two things of trivia on the IMDb...
are spoilers.
Well, do we want to do like a very brief... I mean, basically, we got the rundown of the movie from the back of the box.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
we can do
talk
something
about
quick.
Individual scenes. So if we wanted to start with trivia, then we can go into our
actually.
Individual
so
scenes.
I mean, obviously, this is a werewolf movie, and they show a really good amount of the werewolves.
They do,
yes,
which is really nice.
I
and
like,
kind of refreshing.
But they take their time with it.
They do.
I like the fact that you don't see them until
you don't see full
later.
Body for a while.
Right.
You see hands.
It's the classic monster movie. Like you don't show the monster until you absolutely.
But
need
unlike
to.
A lot of. Lower budget monster movies, and I don't know what this movie's budget was, because I'm the only one here not using an electronic device. But typically, with a lot of those movies, when they hold off on showing you the monsters because it looks bad.
Yeah, but these looked really good.
This had an estimated $2 million budget.
Okay, that's
you know
lower.
What? That's actually really good.
It did make more money than that.
It's a good budget, but like it's lower.
Yeah, and so for about the people that were in the werewolf costumes, Marshall, the director, chose to use dancers instead of stuntmen.
That's why they were so elegant.
Yep, graceful and elegant. So
interesting.
That's and why they have legs that go to fucking the moon.
Fucking everywhere. Yeah, Jesus
They're
Christ.
They're real lanky werewolves. Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm used...
I mean, this set it on the back where it kind of reminds me of the werewolf, American Werewolf in London.
Yeah,
where
who's
it's
a lankier werewolf.
Lankier, but really low and more like
he stays
wolf.
Low.
Yeah.
You were going to say wankier.
He winkier. These fucking wankers.
We didn't see any werewolf cocks, unfortunately.
No werewolf cocks that explode like in Wolf Cop. Sad face.
Sad face.
Did we talk about Wolf Cop on the show?
No, I don't think that was ever on the show. It was just something we watched.
We have really
the show.
Good luck with werewolf movies just being fucking great.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. One of the ones, it was, what's it called?
Huh?
More Like This?
Mm-hmm.
Ginger Snaps.
Yeah, Ginger
dude,
Snaps.
That movie's great.
Ginger Snaps is really legitimately good.
Mm-hmm.
Wolf Cop is an enjoyable watch.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of in the vein of like those Asylum films.
But it's goofier, but like it does it well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You see an exploding, transforming werewolf dick.
Like, it's not... Because a lot
you
of
you see it.
A lot of yes.
You see it.
It's just kind of flopping in the wind a little bit.
No, it's like a close-up and it goes...
and it's
like a werewolf dick comes out.
Yeah. A man dick explodes and then it's a werewolf dick.
Ah.
Yeah.
I see.
It's awful.
I don't want to see it, but I see.
Yeah, I mean,
we
I,
didn't
I
either.
Can show you.
Ah,
it's because the movie decided that the best place for our main character to transform for the first time was while he was taking a piss at a urinal.
Oh,
yeah.
what a hard time transforming.
Sure.
I hope it's not hard.
If all well, all his skin came off.
Can't really pee.
It just goes straight
that's
up.
True.
Depending on.
So one
sharply to the left,
just
90 degrees.
One level. Before I get to our favorite part,
okay.
There's a trivia for our favorite part of the movie, but I don't know if we should go through a little bit of the plot before we get to that.
I mean,
but
mm-hmm.
Simon Pegg was offered a film, a part of this film.
Oh,
but Edgar Wright asked him not to
because
so
was...
that Shaun of the Dead could be the first horror movie that he starred in. So
which good
choice.
Yeah, I think it was a good choice.
I think Shaun of the Dead is a better movie than this.
Oh, for sure. But also about like the first horror thing, and like I don't know if Simon Pegg. Well, I guess if he wasn't in Shaun of the Dead, I don't know if I wouldn't.
Yeah. Because that was a
equate him with comedy.
It was a big role for him.
Yeah.
So
He had only been in comedy.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the guy who played our main soldier guy.
Yeah. Huh?
His name is Kevin McKidd.
I like his name.
He's Scottish.
I wonder why I like it.
He was on a lot of episodes of Grey's Anatomy. He was Dr. Owen Hunt.
That's where I know him from.
Yep.
He does a really good American.
Yes. He's also Fen Rao in Star Wars Rebels.
Okay, I didn't.
He is Lord MacGuffin in Brave. He's Soap McTavish in the Modern Warfare video games.
So yeah,
if you played
a lot of
Modern
these...
Warfare 2 or 3, you've heard his voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's also what was the other thing I saw? He was in Trainspotting.
Okay, I might know him from there too.
Tommy from Trainspotting.
It's been a long time since I've seen Trainspotting.
And
good
various
movie.
Other things.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to watch.
And Dog Soldiers?
Some movie called Dog Soldiers?
Dog Soldiers?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard.
I wonder
of
what
it.
That movie's about.
Is that a good segue into
the
plot?
Sure.
It's as good a segue as we're going to fucking get.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we kind of already... The plot on the back of the box is basically it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few extra things in there, like the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really on the back, but...
There's little twists, like the werewolves are the family that were living in that house. Because they, like, when they first got to that farmhouse, they're like, oh my god, they
this
all got killed
in.
By the
it
werewolves.
Was, it was a lot like The Three Bears.
It was, and they bring up that they bring that up later.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
TJ and I must have been fucking around.
Yeah, we were.
You
probably,
were
okay.
We were fucking around.
The guts man, not guts man. The guts guy.
Guts man, not
Berserk.
Gutsman.exe.
Not the Mega Man villain.
But, yeah.
when he's hitting his despair event horizon,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, oh, we're fucked. Because, you know, we showed up at their cottage and we ate their porridge and we slept in their beds. Yeah, now they come back to kill us.
Yeah.
They'll come back to kill us.
Or something like that.
I mean, honestly, like, with even still me and TJ fucking around for most of it, I understood. It's a werewolf action
it's
horror
a
movie.
Straightforward movie.
There's not a whole lot to miss.
Honestly, like, the only real subplot is the soccer game.
Yes. There's a very important soccer game going on in this film.
England v Germany.
Yep.
Apparently this is a World Cup.
Yes. Which actually this is good. The movie probably takes place on the 1st and 2nd September 2001, as England did beat Germany 5-1 on the night of the 1st.
Oh.
Which, those nights were indeed full moons.
Oh.
So
they did some
work right there.
They did some homework. Yeah. But spoilers, England wins.
Very comically at the very end of the movie, too, because like...
They show a newspaper headline, "Werewolves ate my squad." And then zooms out, and it's like a tiny little blurb.
The bigger thing is England
5, Germany 1. You mentioned that. So there's our group that we follow encounters this other soldier because they're doing like war games, like practicey stuff, and they encounter like this other place where like these special forces units were, mm-hmm. and. They don't see anyone there and there's blood everywhere. And then they find like the leader of that group mm-hmm. wounded and they like keep him alive and mm-hmm. take him with that guy who turns out to be a fucking dickwad.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he was a dickwad early in the movie.
Yeah.
Too.
He was always once a dickwad, always a dickwad. But, you said he was Davos from Game mm-hmm. of
Sir
Thrones.
Sir Davos.
Yeah.
Yep.
Davis.
That's pretty cool. It's Davis from
he
Game
was
of Thrones.
A much nicer man in that fucking show.
I will take your word for it. You can tell me anything.
Yeah?
You can make up any lie about
Game
of Thrones
is actually
it.
A Bible fan fiction.
I would believe it. Yeah.
Bible kinda.
In a cosmic sort of way, yes.
Yeah.
In that Christian mythology has infiltrated basically every facet of English-speaking culture.
Oh,
yeah.
Here's a hot take, not for these two, but for anybody else listening. The last season of Game of Thrones was good. Fuck you.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hey, we're canceled now.
I'm being canceled. Ow.
That's the only lie you could tell me about Game of Thrones that I won't believe.
I don't know if you guys are going to watch it, so I don't really want to spoil too much at the end.
I know all of it.
I have the intention span
Danny
of
deserves
ADHD.
To die.
Okay, I don't care.
And she was Daenerys. Exactly like her father throughout the whole goddamn show, and you were just too blind to see it because you loved her, because you saw her tits in the first season, and you're like, oh.
I mean, Emilia Clarke is pretty fucking hot.
Emilia Clarke is beautiful.
And has those fucking animated eyebrows.
Sorry. I really like the last season.
I learned from Emilia Clarke that animated and expressive eyebrows are fucking
yeah,
fucking
but I am
gold.
Glad that they did stick to her wishes, and after she said, no, I don't want to be naked anymore, they're like, okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
That's
nice. Fine.
Good.
I forgot what
also, everyone, stop calling the writers D&D.
Yeah.
You're talking about a fantasy show.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Also, that's their first names.
Yeah.
You usually call them by their last names like that, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Must those also be D&D?
That's a lot of D's.
D's nuts.
Oh! Got me.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'd like to apologize to the American people and to the people of Switzerland.
Oh.
Oh.
No one else.
Just, nah. I don't know if anybody else deserves it.
Oh, you know. Certainly not Luxembourg.
What is the demonym for Luxembourg?
Luxembourgians, I think.
Luxembourgeoisie.
Okay, so I do that. So this piece of trivia, this last piece of trivia mm-hmm. I have, we have to talk about the best part of the fucking movie.
Okay,
Luxemburger. It's Luxemburger.
Okay.
Luxemburger.
Now that we solved that
dilemma,
that dire problem, we needed to know that it was Luxemburger.
There's a part. So the like squad captain mm-hmm. got slashed up by werewolf
with a really good like guts coming
it's
out effect,
visceral,
yeah.
and it worked really
these
well.
These guys were squirming on.
They
the
were a spilling.
Yeah,
and
his insides were on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
The insides
where they shouldn't be.
Were out.
Pixar's new movie.
I want
insides on the outside.
I want his insides out.
Face off.
That was the joke. Yes.
Huh?
That was the joke. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I know.
Yeah.
He got it.
Right. But they get to the cottage. They're fixing him up on this bed, and he's like drunk, right?
They're going to super glue.
They fill him up with painkillers and whiskey.
Yeah, and then they're
going to super glue him shut.
Right, and he's like, I can't take this fucking pain. I want you to just fucking hit me. And so the guy hits him. And then he like falls down.
And then he gets right back up.
Fucking hit me, you pussy! And then like the guy just knocks him. And then he passes out.
It looked very convincing.
In the scene where Wells asks Cooper to knock him out, Kevin McKidd throws a stage punch the first time, but misjudges the distance of the second and catches Sean Pertwee on the nose. Pertwee didn't feel the punch, however. He was actually drunk on that scene.
That's so good.
Oh, the only time method acting has ever been good.
That wasn't acting at that point.
Yeah, that was just real life.
He was just mad.
Yeah, angry.
He told me not to act. He told me to
be.
Convey the truth. My truth.
The only truth.
Garbage day is a very dangerous day.
Anyone here watch
Rock that?
No, fuck. Garth Marenghi's
Dark Place?
Dark Place.
I saw a few.
Oh.
That's the mother, Rick.
It's all on YouTube.
Yeah.
It has Richard Ayoade in it. It's basically making fun of like those horror authors who make their own TV series.
Oh,
it's so funny.
Got it.
So
I don't want to hear about it.
Okay. So like all action movies and especially action horror movies, this movie was basically a series of like bits.
Yeah.
They're lined up all in a row like dominoes. So let's talk about some of the cool ones, huh?
Oh yeah. What do you want to start like at the beginning going through or just like cool parts?
I mean, we're loosey-goosey here.
Sure.
If you think,
because I think the first one that we need to talk about is the end scene with that one dude who decided to fist fight a fucking werewolf.
Yeah.
And that scene,
Spoonie,
was Spoonie. That scene, fucking amazing.
That scene rules.
He was like, I'm out of bullets, but I've got these fists. These hands are rated E for everyone.
And the thing is, like,
catch these hands.
The part that I really appreciated about it wasn't just like a random, like, oh, this soldier goes crazy. It was established through the movie
that he was
that
little.
This dude just wants to fucking go ham.
He wants to go ham, and He was the one that found the sword. He's fucking around with it for a long time, and then the main character steals the sword.
Well, there was that short conversation when he used the butt of his gun to break the window when they were first holding up in the house. One of the other soldiers is like, you're just fucking loving this, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is fucking sick. These pussies are going to fucking kill him.
And at the end of the fist fighting scene, he says, such a great line.
I hope I give you the shits.
Yeah. and then they eat him.
He does get et.
No, yeah, 100%.
Really he turns into, you know what, like when you do a lot of damage to a soldier in Doom? And they turn into that like pile of ground beef.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He turns into that.
A lot of people turned into that in this movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good sound.
I do like the convention they set up where if you're wounded by a werewolf, it will heal very quickly and then you become a werewolf.
Yes.
And it takes some time too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And presumably some amount of willpower because one person definitely resists it for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
The girl. Resist it for the majority of the movie.
She did the "it's that time of month" joke.
Mm.
That was the worst part of the film. Was her like giving in to the evil? I guess
it's that time of the month.
Boo!
Piss! Fuck off!
They did that joke better,
and then they
Ginger
shoot her
snaps.
In the head. And she dies.
Yeah, immediately. One hit.
Well, because she didn't transform all the way, so they just shot her in the head. Also, there's a cute dog.
There's a cute dog, and dog lives.
Dog lives.
Dog
Not
lives.
The first dog in the film. But the second one does.
Sir Davos.
Oh,
Sir Davos shoots a dog in the
Sir
beginning.
Davos.
Yeah, no, it was him.
No.
It was Dickhead that gets slapped.
Oh, you're right. I'm confusing him. I'm confusing him. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
well, because I said Sir Davos is a nice guy.
Well, because our main Scottish soldier guy is like trying out for the special forces unit.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the very end, he's like, all right. And like one of the guys has like a German Shepherd or a Malinois or something. And he's like, all right. And gives him a pistol, like, shoot this dog.
He's like, are you fucking around with me, sir?
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to kill that dog unless he gives me a reason to.
Right.
And then he's like, okay, well, you fail. You didn't kill the fucking dog.
And then
he just,
the
like,
dog.
Goes over to the dog and shoots in the head. And we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I wish death upon him. And he
He got a pretty good death.
He got a good death at the end.
I mean, this is a movie that knows how to establish a person you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, there's a trope to establish that called kick the dog.
Oh, he didn't kick the dog.
I know, but like...
But he kicked the dog.
The premise is you are mean to an animal.
You kick my dog.
Or a nice person or something like that.
I remember that fucking video.
You kick my dog.
You kick my dog.
I don't know this video.
It was a prank call.
It was a prank call thing.
Oh.
It was from like, I think 1436, I think was the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
Mm-hmm. That's the same year that Crank Yankers was made.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Join the Crank Yankers today.
I will not.
Oh, one thing that I really want to point out, Kevin, because I thought it was hilarious. They were at the beginning of the War Games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were walking around, they were doing their war game thing. Mm-hmm. But then it's at nighttime, they're all around the fire.
Oh,
and the captain's
thing.
Like, "Hey,
what's your greatest
what
fear?
Are you guys scared of?" And they keep going. One guy's like, "Oh,
castration.
I'm scared of my team losing.
I'm scared of watching him watch his team losing."
Yeah, and then one guy's like, "I'm scared of spiders and women." And in the second between this next part, Kevin goes, "And spider women." And he goes, "And spider women."
and we lose our shit.
We just won. Like we won movies.
Went nuts.
That was a good time.
I love that. I love that trope.
Yeah,
where it's X, Y, and X, Y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's not introduce him to R.A. Salvatore, because there's several spider women in those books.
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah. Or
are they spider
Dark
Souls?
Dryders?
Aren't Dryders dudes?
They're any drow.
Oh, I thought that it was specifically dudes.
No.
Oh.
No, any. Huh. I think mostly dudes get like
dryderized,
dryderificated, freeze drydered, and
fuck off.
And but I think it can be because like I know like priestesses of Lolth may want it to happen.
Dry-dy.
What's up?
They're all kind of drydy.
Yeah, drydish. Funny, she doesn't look drydish.
Just what we need: another drydish princess. See Spaceballs if you haven't.
yes, I own it twice.
He owns it twice, ladies and gentlemen.
We ain't found shit.
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Keep firing, assholes.
yes.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Oh.
Oh.
So when a drow shows... this is... I'm reading from the D&D Monster Manual.
Uh-huh.
When a drow shows great promise, Lolth summons them to a demon web pit for a test of faith and strength. Those that pass... rise higher in the Spider Queen's favor. Those that fail are transformed into dryders.
Oh, okay. So it's any.
Only drow can be turned into dryders, and the power to create these creatures resides with Lolth alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it can be any drow.
Thank you for that lore lesson. Weirdly, that doesn't set off the nerd alarm.
Oh, there's a picture of a lady dryder. Perfect. See? Done.
Oh. See? Proof.
Proof?
Because typically it's
not
picks
fan
or
art.
It didn't happen.
A lot of my mind when the lady spider thing just the Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, the classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on a Dark Souls kick like I let you guys know about mm-hmm. earlier, and it's just the only thing that's really like I'm thinking about.
Dark Souls.
There was a lot of good dodge rolls in this film.
There were
They had a really good like equip
really
thing going on because like they
bars.
Were they had the quick roll. None of them were really lazing around. That means they were keeping their stuff in check. I mean, yeah. A lot of them were fat. You know, didn't have like a lot of like armor or anything like
and
that.
You could tell it wasn't Dark Souls 3 because no one was a pyromancer.
Actually, the best one to be a pyromancer in is Dark Souls 1.
Mm.
Best starting stats, and that fucking flame does a lot of goddamn work in the beginning.
Range, yeah.
No, there's no range. So there's no range on pyromancy spells in the Dark Souls because, like...
In first Dark Souls.
Yeah. In,
oh, in first Dark
Souls. Like, pyromancy has, like, actual weight. Like, fire has weight behind it. So you're throwing around, like, a rock.
Right.
So it does not go very
throw
far.
Throw it like a rock. Yeah.
It goes farther than a sword.
It does. Which, this sword got a lot of play, and I really liked it. In this movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's a good sword.
There was.
I'm surprised it wasn't silver, but, you know.
Well, because they found it in a werewolf house.
And that girl brings it up, and that the girl in the film brings it up. It's like, why would a bunch of werewolves have silver in their fucking house?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't keep cyanide just lying around.
You don't?
I don't keep cyanide just lying around.
Thank you. You have apples, right?
No.
Okay.
I got a tooth that... If I'm ever in a weird situation,
that,
just...
Yeah, I have that, you know...
Are you a Russian spy?
Yeah.
CIA glasses where...
Got
like,
you. This was a sting operation
damn
the
it.
Whole time.
His name isn't Justin Patrick. It's Russia McRussia Man.
It's Bear McBearface.
Yeah. Now, I've got that, those CIA glasses where you, like, flip the end around. It's got a cyanide pill in it. So when I'm, like, being interrogated, I could be like,
let me see.
And then die. I won't tell you America's secrets.
I have nothing but dihydrogen monoxide in my house.
Very deadly. Everyone that's very ever deadly. Consumed dihydrogen monoxide has died.
Yeah.
Very true.
100% of serial killers have had dihydrogen monoxide
in their system.
Yes.
Yep. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's a terrifying problem that no one talks about.
I'm so glad you guys got that so quickly.
Yeah, we went to we had science classes.
Yeah, but a lot of people like don't
just don't listen.
Yeah, well, we're nerds.
Yeah,
we're huge dorks.
I'm it's also, water, everybody. It's water. Oh my god! Before we started the movie,
he did almost fart in my eye.
He did. He did. He was like getting on the couch, like squatted and.
And like, I was getting
well. It was all that talk of 26-foot-long shits that got my body all riled up.
I don't
up.
Know what it was in the movie that started this, but it reminded me of a fucking thing, and I just said it out loud. It's when we looked it up. It's debunked.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a prank where a lady in a bowling alley shat for 26 feet. just like, squatted
I
down.
I could complete the Kessel shit in 26 feet.
I fucking lost my mind.
Scenarios for that.
That's no moon.
well, it is.
Yeah, technically.
It's a full moon.
Oh, it's a volcano.
A moon can have a volcano on it.
Two girls, one bowling alley.
I hate that. I hate that thing you said.
$1 million idea.
No, no.
Kevin and I are going two different ways. Are Kevin just, says no. I'm like money.
Are you just picturing like two ladies just having a great time,
like
at the
a race?
Alley? They're racing, or
like
a race
they're
by shitting.
Yeah, by you know how that joke we had with it, where just like you're kind of sliding yourself, like propel, it, like whoever wins.
I don't know. Yeah. It's a $30 gift card to Chili's or something.
I don't think they need it.
Well, they need to replace what they just expelled.
I hate this.
26 feet.
Do you want to go to a different joke, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd love to go to a different bit.
What else in the movie did we like?
A lot of it.
I mean, well, yeah. I really like this movie. I enjoyed this movie a lot.
An absurd amount of blood.
A big problem that we kind of have with movies that we like is that it's harder to talk about them.
Yeah.
Well, because you just get so hyped and you're like, wah!
Well, my brain remembers less of this film than it did about the last film that we watched.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because when you don't like something, your brain can attach to it. It's a negative feeling, so your brain remembers it a bit more.
And it wants to nitpick.
Yeah.
But my brain wants to hold on to any serotonin that gets produced from watching something that it likes, so it just, fuck it, I'm here.
Yeah. Drink it in.
So I'd have to watch this movie like 6 more times in order to really like get nitty gritty into it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I might.
Yeah, this is such a good movie.
This is one that's going on the shelf. Like,
yeah, for sure.
The shelf of good.
The shelf of, we can watch this.
Yeah, I would recommend this for basically any movie night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good Halloween film.
Oh, yeah. It's just fun. Like, I mean, if you want
to
hear the dialogue, make sure everyone's fucking quiet.
Yeah, you do have to crank it. It is pretty quiet.
Yeah, be paying attention because sometimes people with Scottish accents talk quickly.
Although, if you're in an environment where everybody speaks Spanish...
Just turn on the subtitles.
You have Spanish subtitles.
Spanish subtitles. Well, on this DVD at least.
Yes.
Is there anywhere?
Is there any place where we can watch this movie?
Dog Soldiers.
While he's doing that, I'm going to think about any parts I liked. I really liked the costumes.
The costumes were really good.
The like werewolf?
Honestly, yeah. And then when that one dude was turning.
Very good.
That was a really good like.
It looked like they had a nails growing thing.
The pain that he was going through. And you were mentioning like when because like he was doing it behind a table.
Yeah.
So you really couldn't see him, and it was like, well, what if we heard like bones cracking? We didn't hear bones, but we definitely heard the skin stretch.
I was thinking that was more his clothes.
Oh, like ripping?
It sounded more
like
cloth.
They were uncomfortable sounds, though.
Yeah.
Like, something is happening.
Like, ooh, gross.
I definitely thought it was just like his skin stretching to become.
That's the sound
Wolfman.
You would expect.
Yeah.
I found it on YouTube.
It's just on YouTube?
Yeah, someone just uploaded it.
The Digimon movie is also on YouTube.
This I know.
But one of the other scenes I really liked, because this first comment was, Spoon was the savage here. He beat the crap out of a werewolf in melee combat with fists and random stuff in the kitchen.
Hell yeah.
One of my favorite parts about that fight was when he punched the werewolf in the mouth and one of its teeth flew out.
Remember, he kicked it.
Yeah.
It flew out and then dug itself into the wall.
It was so cool.
It was very good.
Very cool and very legal.
I'm glad that one caught on. Yeah, dude. This movie fucking slaps.
It did.
Also, when Spoon was nailing the door shut and then a werewolf hand came through the mail
and
slot
and he just started hammering.
Very funny. This movie had a surprising amount of comic relief that wasn't like held on for too long.
Right. It was very like...
It was very quick.
A chaotic situation will have all sorts of emotions.
Right.
And it hit on like, oh, I'm scared. Like, that guy's not going to make it. Or like, oh, yeah, that guy's beating up the werewolf. And then, oh, my God, that guy's using a hammer and to fucking beat the shit.
I felt like a lot of things that you can like riff on for the movie were definitely during the action scenes. Because it's things like that.
I mean, that's
where he put the gun in the mail slot.
Yeah.
No post on Sundays. No post ever.
No soliciting.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't want what you're selling.
I wouldn't necessarily call this a scary movie, though.
No, it's a thriller.
Because it doesn't really look to scare the audience.
There's a couple moments of suspense. Mm-mm.
Yes.
But because they reference like Predator, Alien, and I don't like Alien.
Aliens
is
specifically.
Aliens? Yes. Okay. I was going to say the first Alien I consider like a horror movie.
That is a horror movie.
Predator I consider like a thriller or a suspense-ish sort of movie where it's just
closer
a lot
to
of,
horror
it's
than
tense.
Than action, but
yeah. Yeah, it's not scary, it's just tense. And that's this movie.
It's also hard to be scared when Arnold Schwarzenegger is on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
You know he's going to make it out.
Son of a bitch.
You know he's going to make it out of the movie because he's Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger.
Right?
He doesn't not survive movies.
He doesn't not.
What's
the
song
right.
that's playing in the chopper when they're...
Dun, 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 dun.
No. That's another Arnold.
I don't know.
That was Terminator. It was like a song and Jesse Ventura said a gamer word.
He does say a gamer word.
Yeah. And then not that gamer word.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The other one.
A bunch of slack-jawed, you know.
Oh, got it.
That gamer word.
Yep.
While he has a wad of chew in his mouth.
Terrible.
Oh, the 80s.
We hardly knew ye.
It was a time.
It certainly was a time.
It certainly existed chronologically.
Like, the last movie we watched, I could definitely say was a movie. But this one's a good one.
Oh, no.
This is an experience.
Oh, yeah. This was a blast. There were slower bits, but I think they served a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they either, like, little bits of character or little plot advancements, but mainly just little character things here and there.
And the characters are good.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're good.
You like them, because it's a bunch of...
It is sad when they get murdered.
Yeah, it's a bunch of there's the scaredy cat one, mm-hmm. there's, the one who just cares about soccer. Mm-hmm. There's Spoony. Yeah,
Spoony. Not of the Spoony experiment, but...
No.
His name is Spoon.
Yeah. He's a fucking savage.
He punches.
And a lot of good, makeup effects.
A lot of
especially
good
that one in the... when he gets the second car, the Land Rover.
Oh, yeah.
And he turns on the lights... And then one of the guys that was taken from the house,
oh yeah,
still alive,
barely
being eaten, and he's being eaten. And the werewolf looks at him, he's like, "Oh, is this your friend?"
Then slowly goes down, bites the neck, and then
rips the head off, throws it at the car, and it lands kind of like a basketball on the tire on top of the hood.
Like
that 3-point.
That's how you know the werewolves have the cunning of a human still in there.
Right. And
they know how to diss you.
another of my favorite, it's like getting dunked on.
Right.
Yeah, but with a human head.
Yeah. And another one of my favorite parts was actually just shortly after that where when he backs up to the house and you see the breath come from behind him.
And then he gets
and
whited.
He's just like, fuck it. Come here. And he goes back there to try to fight a werewolf.
Yeah,
not successfully.
The car, you see blood spray all inside it. Yeah.
And for a second you're like, could be werewolf blood.
Yeah,
but
it could
no.
be a bait and switch.
It is not.
The dog lived, though.
Because when they open up the back of that car, it's just it just blood.
Pours hilarious. Blood out.
Oh no!
Oh no, Hattie!
not a lot of talk about changing your fate.
No, because I don't think you. I think if you had to ask them if they had a chance to change their fate, they'd say, "Yeah,
yeah, of course, definitely,
pretty quick."
But one at the very end, like they've been fighting, they've been losing people, and at the very end, it's like the captain of this of the squad that our main soldier guy was in, and main soldier guy,
formerly with his guts out,
formerly guts out man, and formerly he shows man. Soldier guy, and he's like, "Look, out. It's basically healed up," and he's like, "I'm gonna turn into a werewolf,"
right? He's like. I don't know about you, but I don't think it's pretty normal to have a wound. Like, you glued me up pretty good, but, like, yeah, come
it's
on.
Been a, it's been a couple hours.
Like.
And it's, like, just a scar now.
And full moon's still out.
Yeah, and so he's trying to convince our soldier friends to just leave go. Him. He's like, and then that's, he's like, we just, like, I'm going to turn into a werewolf. Don't fucking think about me. And then the sort of final, they fight through the house, breaking all sorts of shit. There's some glow sticks. And then
if you're a glow stick aficionado, this movie is for you,
right? Especially,
no, I mean, temper two. up until the end, mm-hmm. temper your expectations, but yes,
but there are two at the end.
There are two,
at least two. And
there
then
is another, no more, no less,
glow sticks. Mm.
But the very end, like, he finally convinces our soldier friend to go into the basement.
He takes the dog.
Takes the dog, thank goodness. And then he starts, like, dramatically going around, almost like a Tommy Wiseau sort of thing, like, yeah. pushing stuff over.
Smashing
like,
stuff.
I'm in pain. I'm turning into a werewolf. Bear. And then the werewolves break in, like, three of them. And just prior, he cut the gas line mm-hmm. from the oven. And so he's sitting there in front of the oven, and he pulls out a lighter, and then the werewolf knocks it away.
He's like, fuck
oh,
it.
No.
And then he hits the
fucking starter. Yeah, the starter on the oven. The whole house explodes.
And it was glorious.
Oh,
there
God.
Were at least like 7 or 8 explosions.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, multiple cars.
Multiple cars?
That was the funniest thing, where they blow up the first car that they arrive in, and the lady's like,
that was my car.
That was my car. And he was like, it was fucked up before we did that.
I believe I said that, actually.
Oh, you did, yeah.
He didn't say anything. He's no. like, oh,
he's like, well, I don't know what you fucking want me to do about it.
What
but
did
then,
you expect?
In the basement, after the big explosion,
mm-hmm.
oh, yeah.
Main soldier guy is, like, up and around.
Main soldier guy's like, oh, God. And then the leader of the special ops unit turned into a werewolf earlier. You guys were talking about that.
And got stabbed
that.
Through the back with a,
still
with
the
sword.
But now our main soldier guy stumbled around the basement, and this is where like all their kills are, like
yeah.
bodies
and
bodies.
And that's what I was saying earlier with the trivia, the hanging bodies at the end.
Yes,
that's from Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
But
Event Horizon Zero Dawn.
The opening yeah. scene of this movie was
very
a couple
game.
Camping.
The guy almost getting lucky,
mm-hmm. but she gave him a silver dagger as
for,
like a present
for whatever reason.
It's like a letter opener.
Yeah. And stabs him.
And we were like, that's the only bit of silver that has been confirmed in the film.
So yeah. at the very end, the werewolf is going after soldier guy, punches him in the face a few times, and then he sees the body of the camper because he noticed like a
mm-hmm.
box.
Mm-hmm.
And
he sees like something shine or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he's like, he sees that it's
silver.
Stabs the werewolf, and like it's burning.
It
yeah. Ah! And then he does the pistol, and he's like, one-liner, and then shoots him through yeah. the head.
Oh, very good.
Good stuff.
There's a scene in that last scene too, or that the part where, because like he's fighting the werewolf with the sword still in the fucking mm-hmm. werewolf.
Oh,
and
yes,
there's
yes,
a scene
yes.
where the werewolf has him like by the neck on a sling, and he's like trying to push
the sword
into his mouth, and he's scraping his teeth, and you hear that. But then dog saves the day.
Oh yeah,
dog saves
yeah.
the day. We were very concerned for dog, but dog.
I thought for sure that was dog leap on werewolf. Werewolf kill dog,
but
because
no.
it was the guy who killed the dog earlier in the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
It's like poetry; it rhymes. And
but no, it rhymes now because he got killed by dog.
Yeah, dog revenge.
Oh, and our main guy finally shot a dog in the head.
Yeah.
But he happened to be a dog
Shit,
soldier.
Dude. Is this the best written movie
Dork
of all?
Soldier.
Is this the best written movie of all time?
If not the best, certainly the best.
Move over, Citizen Kane. We got dog soldiers.
Honestly?
Watch out, Godfather.
Hot.
We've got dog soldiers.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Hot nuclear take. I think dog soldiers might be better
oh.
than Citizen Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Like, better written than Citizen Kane.
Fuck your Rosebud bullshit. We got swords and
it was a sled the whole time.
Fist fighting a werewolf. Like,
and it doesn't take 4 fucking hours.
No.
Oh, God, there's that movie Scottish is so accents. Fucking long.
You can make fun of Scotland the whole time.
Scotland. Supposed to be in Scotland, filmed in Luxembourg.
I got it. Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Because I made fun of Luxembourg earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy
shit. I actually
shit.
Looked that up. That reminded me of it for some reason, but I looked it up in the trivia. It says that it's taking place in Scotland, mm-hmm. but... Filmed in Luxembourg.
So they use the entire country of Luxembourg now.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah,
it's I think it's like 2 miles across.
Yeah. It's a very small place. Yeah. But like one of the...
Is Vatican City bigger than Luxembourg? No, right?
No.
But Luxembourg is, if I remember correctly, like one of the best places to live.
One of the highest rated places
to live. Yeah.
By people
also like
it.
One of the richest per capita.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to be richest per capita in a... place where the capita
there's like 10
low.
People
where the capita is very low.
If you have $10, you've raised the
capita. Yeah.
Let's see.
Look, I found $10 on the ground.
How the GDP just went up.
It is less than 1,000 square miles.
Wow.
998 square miles. Let me look up Vatican City.
Way less than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Vatican City is just like 3 buildings.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's right. A pope and a couple of...
Because it's its own
there's,
separate...
There's the pope and his hats.
It's its
yeah,
own separate
Vatican
country.
City is 1/5 of a square mile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how many... So multiply 998 times 5. How many Vatican cities can we fit inside 5, Luxembourg?
5,000 Vatican cities in Luxembourg.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
And then we take all of those and shoot them into the sun.
And then we put those cities in a box, and then we put that box in another box, and then we mail that box to ourselves, and when it arrives, we smash it with a hammer.
Is that an Yzma reference?
That was an Yzma reference.
Nice. That really Yzmas my nerves.
Hmm.
Don't give me that.
Yeah. Hmm. Which, speaking of, so little off topic, but, well, kind of. Yeah. Have you seen a movie called Overlord?
No.
So it came out a few years ago, and it was basically, here's how I put it.
Yeah.
It is the best Resident Evil movie we've ever had.
But it's not
Resident
Evil.
Wait, Overlord?
Yeah.
Was it directed by the same guy?
No. I don't know. But really good.
Hold on.
So it's a zombie film?
Yeah. Nazi zombies.
Oh.
But it basically has the T-virus in it.
The T stands for Nazi.
Nazi zombies. When did you say it came out?
When?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Couple?
I think 2018. It was my first full year up in Oregon.
Because I saw a...
Oh, no, he didn't. Okay.
A movie involving Nazis on... I saw Dead Snow.
Dead Snow. That one's been out for a while.
Yes.
That one's a very good movie.
Huh? Overlord 2018, directed by Julius Avery.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Stars Jovan Adepo and some other people. Stars Buca de Beppo. Some dude with that AE letter in his name.
Aether.
God, a lot of people. I don't know anything.
No, it was a very C-list actor movie.
Yeah.
But very good.
Oh.
There are more pictures of the actors for this movie than for Dog Soldiers, though.
Yeah, there are.
What does that say about culture today?
Dog soldiers.
Too much paying attention to your phones, not enough paying attention to putting pictures of people on IMDb.
You got to start doing it.
On your phones.
Just take pictures of these actors.
Too. Okay.
Or ask their agents for a picture that they can put up.
Yeah. I mean, they've got to have like a professional headshot if they're an actor or actress or actor. Tricks.
Silly rabbit.
Actrix are for kids. Nah, I hope not.
Turning tricks.
Would this movie be more terrifying if instead of werewolves it was the Trix rabbit?
Yes.
It would be genuinely horrifying if it was, yeah.
Like you turn into a Trix rabbit.
Yes.
There's gotta be. Can you imagine that fucking transformation?
Awful.
Oh, God.
Lots of creepy laughter and flavored cereals shooting everywhere.
Oof. But you would get the the line, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. And you blow its fucking head off.
Hell yeah, dude.
Did I just write a Nostalgia Critic bit?
Probably.
I think I did.
More than likely.
Darn.
Ooh. Ouch.
Oot.
Mm.
Ooh, cringe.
All in all, it's just not very funny at all.
If you don't eat your meat, how can you have any pudding? How can you have any pudding? If you don't eat your meat.
If you don't eat your werewolf meat.
How are you going to have werewolf pudding? Dracula pudding.
How can you have any Dracula pudding if you don't eat your werewolf meat?
Actually, blood pudding exists, so.
How can you.
Dracula pudding.
Oh, yeah.
How can you slam in the back of my Dracula?
If you don't dig through the witches.
And burn through the. No, dig through the ditches.
Ditches and burn through the witches.
How can you. Anyway.
How can you living dead girl?
What if Rob Zombie instead was Rob Werewolf? Or Rob Vampire?
What if he was in a super group with. With someone who's a werewolf and someone who's a vampire.
Oh, hell yeah. Like Tommy Werewolf and Gene Vampire.
It would probably be Tommy Vampire.
And Gene Dracula.
If there's anything that I know about Tommy Wiseau.
Oh,
no, he's definitely a vampire.
He's definitely a vampire. Or he's D.B. Cooper.
Tommy Wiseau.
He could be both.
D.B. Cooper, yeah.
Yeah. He could be D.B. Cooper. He just showed up randomly with a bunch of money at one
point.
What
does the D.B. stand for? Dracula Boy!
Directed by.
Directed by Cooper. Would it be a cool movie if it was like D.B. Cooper, but he's also a werewolf?
Well, are you saying this movie would be cool or just general?
This movie is already cool.
This movie
fix this movie. It is perfect.
Yes. You can't fix what ain't broken.
Except by adding English subtitles.
Yes.
Please.
But that's not a problem with the movie.
It's a problem with the DVD.
Oh, you know what? YouTube probably has.
It probably has those auto-generated ones. Yeah. And since they're speaking Scottish, it's going to be all sorts of fucked up.
It's going to have like those weird like umlauts over everything and stuff like that.
No, it just has no idea what the fuck they're saying.
It's just going to throw up Korean.
It says, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah. Nice try.
Error.
Oh, God, they're speaking Scottish.
It is its own language.
Yeah.
Turning this off.
Yeah.
Shutting down.
I'm useless.
Would you like some human meat?
Is that meat for humans or meat from humans?
Yes.
Okay.
Soylent Green.
Who was wearing the bolo tie? The shark or my grandma? Yes. It's from Borderlands 2.
Okay. I was like, you okay? Bud?
You smell toast?
I do, but I always
either
do.
Either having a stroke or overcooking your toast.
See, I've never not smelled burning toast. Is that weird?
You're just in a constant state of stroke.
You just have a leaky blood brain.
I heard that one song, Stroke Me, Stroke Me.
Stroke me, stroke me.
Stroke.
Stroke. Stroke.
And my brain was like, yeah, that's a good
instruction. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? No, isn't that a song about being in like a Viking or a Greek warship?
I'm pretty sure it's a song about getting a handy, but.
Oh, probably.
More than likely.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that whole era was defined by
or maybe
various handies.
Yeah.
Or he just wants the sweet release of death. Stroke me. Stroke me. Stroke. Stroke.
It's his last brain cell. Did too much coke. The rest of him died.
Did too much coke and I want a stroke.
Oh, the coke stroke.
So, Kevin.
Coke stroke boogie.
Yeah. You were saying something about a movie idea?
Yeah, so, okay.
Oh, D.B. Cooper, but he was a werewolf?
Yeah, so, like, famous unsolved crimes.
Is actually a cryptid.
They're a cryptid.
What if Bigfoot was D.B. Cooper? And not the movie Bigfoot,
you know what?
Versus D.B. Cooper.
Here is my favorite Ancient Aliens episode.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. A, you've watched enough Ancient Aliens to have a favorite episode.
Yes.
B, tell us about it.
Okay. So everyone knows how fucking crazy Ancient Aliens can be. Now, yeah, here is an episode that, you know, is. It's still going.
They ran
this
one
claims
one.
That an alien race is using Earth like Britain used Australia. And what we see as Bigfoot
is just an alien criminal?
Yep. I fucking love it.
That's essentially the plot of Critters is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Except replace Bigfoot with Critters.
It's fucking great.
Fuck
It's a whole episode of them harping on that one point. I'm like, I wish it were true.
That's wow.
I would love it if there was a race of basically Chewbaccas that just threw their prisoners.
Well, and now we have to think about what he was arrested for.
Like, what crime was
like, do they have a 21 crimes of space?
I'm guessing jaywalking.
Or no, sorry, 19 crimes. My bad.
19 crimes.
Yeah, so Britain had a list of 19 crimes that you had to get sent if you did
three
that.
Three of them are saying the word cunt.
So most of them are like, if you stole a penny from someone, you're fucking getting shipped over.
What would Bigfoot get arrested for? I think...
public nudity.
Money laundering. Oh.
you know what? Both.
Yeah.
Money laundering nude.
If you do one or the other, it's fine.
But wait, yeah. Are they nude when they're here? Because like, do they have like
space
clothes?
Have you ever seen a fucking Bigfoot wearing clothes?
No. Oh, okay.
Unless that
fur is
closed.
Or do they just like shave a little bit and that's how they get nude?
I don't want to think about a shaved Bigfoot.
It makes me think of shaved bears.
Yeah.
Ugh. Which are not fun.
No.
Ugh.
Do not look that up.
Yuck.
Well, there's a lot of context in that one.
There's a lot of...
No, they just look weird.
No, Kevin, the bear community.
The what?
The bear?
Bears.
I'm bears. Sorry.
They can smell the menstruation.
Hold on, my nose is bleeding?
shit. Like, just
fuck,
like
now I want to talk about like cryptids bears. And shit like that.
Dude, we can.
Hell yeah.
How much longer do we have?
Oh, at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, we can get 10 minutes of cryptid talk.
There was one I was oh god, man. So what were we talking about? Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Aliens. Oh, no. Okay. There's actually something. So I used to work security
at
a local resort and casino here.
Uh-huh.
And we had a group called MUFO. The Mutual UFO Organization.
Got it.
Not Mutual Unidentified Flying Object Organization. UFO. Just UFO.
Okay.
Okay.
These people were fucking crazy.
Yeah.
One guy the year prior was kicked off in 86 and never allowed to come back because he put aluminum foil all over the room.
Oh.
Yes. Now, some of these people, you're like, Justin, that's like an extreme thing. How can that be with all of them? Some of them, most of them, would not... walk outside at night. So one asked the security officer, it was like, hey, I need to get to this room. He's like, well, you're in this tower, which if you literally just walk out these doors, walk 10 feet outside, you are in that tower. He goes, no, I need to walk inside. He was like, sure, that's a 10 to 15 minute walk. Yeah, that's fine. Why? He goes, if I go outside, either the government or the UFOs will take me. He goes, oh.
Oh, I see.
Then you'll want to go this way.
Big boy.
And some of them, other ones, would get like angry at our valet at the time. Because they wouldn't move the car under the covered parking area for them to get in.
Wow.
As if like being in the car and then driving was any safer.
with your theory that the Earth is just... spaces Australia.
Uh-huh.
I
think those people
now.
Are well, ancient aliens theory. Hypothesis.
No, it's Justin's theory.
Fan
now.
Fiction,
it's my theory now.
Fan fiction that the Earth is spaces Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are probably space criminals.
Oh.
And they don't know it. They got mind wiped.
Well, that's an interesting concept.
And transformified into people.
We're space criminals that just had our minds.
What would if we were space criminals? What would be our crimes?
Loving too much.
Oh.
Or violent hatred.
One of those extremes.
Yours would be farts.
Oh no, I would have killed someone with death gas. Yeah, and by death gas I mean my anus.
The you've been arrested for the crime of Dutch oven.
The anus.
You keep expelling your gases without a permit.
Listen, I have to file for a permit every single time I do one, and it sucks.
Look, sometimes they sneak up on me, all right?
That's not our problem.
God, space bureaucracy sucks.
Fucking bureaucrats.
Justin, what would be your space crime?
Oh, man, I don't know. Murder?
being too cute.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh.
Stop.
But probably murder.
Probably murder.
Most likely. Yeah. It'd be a cute murder, though.
What and how would be your murder? Like, what would you murder, and what would be your method?
I don't know. Probably some, like, intergalactic space deal gone wrong. Or space, like, drug deal gone wrong.
You were getting, like, a box of Digimon trading cards?
Fuck my life. And you God,
got,
yes.
And you got, like, shystered by someone?
God, Kevin, I've been trying to collect those fucking cards.
So have I.
And Jesus Christ.
I know. That's why.
Yeah, but I'd murder someone for some fucking Digimon cards.
Because that game is fun.
Yeah. I actually haven't played it yet.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
It's got numbers.
I've got enough.
It does
fucking
have numbers.
I do still have enough cards, though. I can build a good deck. And actually, I found a few more packs of 1.0 laying around, uh-huh. And I pulled a second Omnimon.
You hear that? Hear that, ladies?
I'm fucking rolling in it.
He has two Omnimons.
You hear that, America? Wait, no, this is really, it's like, no, it's really only for my fiance. So, like, Jess, if you're hearing this, you know, I got two.
Two. Watch out.
Like, she fucking
cares. The dowry
cares.
Just got better.
Robert Dowry Jr.
The woman gives the dowry, right?
What's up?
Isn't the woman's family give the
dowry? I usually put dowries on my end tables.
That's a Doyle. Isn't that the street on which the Muffin Man lives? No, that's Drury. Isn't that when you lend money and then get more money in return? No, that's usury.
Isn't that like a wooden rod? No, that's a dowel.
Isn't that
those prey beads? No, that's a rosary.
Isn't that one actor that was in Clockwork Orange? No, that's McDowell.
Isn't that when something's like really pretty and stuff? No, that's flowery.
Isn't that what you put in the cake? No, that's flour. Isn't that what you... that's flour.
Isn't that the place where everything kills you? No, that's Australia.
And we're back.
Hey! Space Australia.
Space Australia. Welcome to Space Australia.
Should that be Earth's slogan when we enter like the Galactic Federation?
Yeah, but we won't explain to them what Australia is.
No, we're Space Australia, right. And we all know that means it's a place where everything is designed to kill you.
Yeah, but what if the Federation just treated Earth so far like that South Park episode, and we're just like a fucking wildlife show?
Mm-hmm.
They probably already know about Australia.
Possibly.
Definitely about Australia.
I like interpretations of like humans in space as like we come from basically a death planet and we're essentially orcs.
Are we fungus?
No, regular orcs.
Oh,
not with a K.
Because that's where my mind
not 40K
went to.
Orcs. Yeah,
wog.
Well, like because
my spores are covering the planet.
Essentially, one thing that like
that's unrelated
that humans in space tend to be is very wary.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very.
We can't impulsive. Have enough land.
Well, the problem is we need a lot of space in which to poop. And
I mean, don't we all?
At 26 feet of it.
That's the line. That's the line.